This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Mount Evans, the iconic mountain looming over Metro Denver, could get a new name by early next year. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
On Tuesday, a renaming advisory board will discuss removing the Evans name from the mountain. It's named for John Evans, a 19th century governor of the Colorado Territory. He was found to have created the conditions that led to the Sand Creek Massacre of 1864. In that raid, the U.S. Army killed hundreds of Cheyenne and Arapaho in southeast Colorado. This is Tim Mock, Deputy Director of the Colorado Department of Natural Resources.
There's six proposals as of today that we will eventually get into.
But first, the tribes will give their input. In future meetings, the board will discuss proposed alternative names and then hear from the public. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
The immigration status of hundreds of thousands of DACA recipients is in question due to a new court ruling. A federal appeals court said this week that the program is illegal, but it left the program's protections in place until a lower court rules on the matter. Tanya Shiraz and her husband are DACA recipients. She was at the Capitol for a protest against the court decision.
We upheld our rights in this country, and it was that community, that collective support, that really encouraged me to keep on going when politicians weren't doing their job.
Current DACA recipients can continue to renew their status every 2 years. More than a dozen local government leaders are heading to the White House Friday. The mayors of Pueblo, Superior, Lafayette will join community organizations as part of a roundtable discussion. They'll discuss the effects of Biden's major legislative packages, from COVID relief to the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The Colorado officials will join others from Arizona, New Mexico, and Nevada for the event. It's the fourth such event held by the Biden administration. You're listening to CPR News.